वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 24। Chapter is entitled The Subterranean Heavenly Planets. We are reading from text number 4 to 8. And since it is very difficult to recite these verses, I'll just keep reading the verse and the translation. And maybe we'll repeat the word-to-word translation for the first verse, and then we'll continuously read till verse number 8 and the purport, and we'll try to discuss something. Text number 4. Tato adhastat siddha charan vidyadharanam sadanani tavan matra eva. You can repeat this word to word translation. Tataha. The planet Rahu, adhastat, below, siddhacharana, of the planets known as Siddha Loka and Charana Loka, Vidyadharanam, all the planets of the Vidyadharas, Sadanani, the residential places, tavat matra, only that much distance, in bracket 8000 miles, eva, indeed. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Below Rahu by 10,000 yojanas, that is 80,000 miles, are the planets known as Siddha Loka, Charana Loka, and Vidyadhar Loka. A small purport is there, one line purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said that the residents of Siddha Loka, being naturally endowed with the powers of yogis, can go from one planet to another by their natural mystic powers, without using airplanes or similar machines. Text number 5. Tato adhastad yaksha raksha rakshasa pishacha preta bhuta gananam viharanjana antariksham yavad vayu pravati yavan megha upalabhyante. Translation. Beneath Vidyadhar Loka, Charana Loka and Siddha Loka, in the sky called Antariksha, are the places of enjoyment for the Yakshas, Rakshasas, Pishachas, Ghosts and so on. Antariksha extends as far as the wind blows and the clouds float in the sky. Above this, there is no more air. Text number 6. Tato adhastat chata yojanantara yam prithivi yavad dhamsha bhasa sena suparanadaya patatri pravara utpatanti. Translation. Below the abode of the yakshas and rakshasas, by a distance of 100 yojanas, 800 miles, is the planet Earth. Its upper limits extend as high as swans, hawks, eagles, and similar large birds can fly. Text number 7. Upavarnitam bhumer yatha saniveshva sthanam avaner api adhastat sapta bhu vivara eke ksharo yojananu योजनायुतांतरेनायाम विस्तारेना पकल्पता अततलम वितलम सुतलम तलातलम महातलम रसातलम पातालम इति. ट्रांसलेशन. माय डियर किंग, बीनीथ दिस अर्थ आर सेवन अदर प्लैनेट्स नोन एज अतल वितल सुतल तलातल महातल रसातल एंड पाताल. आई हैव ऑलरेडी एक्सप्लेन द सिचुएशन ऑफ द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स ऑफ अर्थ, द विड्थ एंड द लेंथ ऑफ द सेवन लोअर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स आर कैलकुलेटेड टू बी एग्जैक्टली द सेम एज दोज ऑफ अर्थ. एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 8. एतेषु हि बिल स्वर्गेषु स्वर्गादपि अधिका काम भोगेर श्वरानंद भूतई विभूति भी सुसमृद्ध भवनोद्याना क्रीड विहारेषु दैत्य दानव दानव का द्रवेया नित्य प्रमुदी अनु प्रमुदिता अनुरक्त कलत्रापत्य बंधु सुहृद अनुचरा गृहपतय ईश्वरादप्य प्रतिहत कामा माया विनोदा निवसन्ति. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीला अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रीला प्रभुपाद. इन दिस सेवन प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स विच आर आल्सो नोन एज द सबटेरेनियन हेवन बील स्वर्ग, देर आर वेरी ब्यूटिफुल हाउसेस गार्डन्स एंड प्लेसेस ऑफ सेंस एंजॉयमेंट which are even more opulent than those in the higher planets, because the demons have a very high standard of sensual pleasure, wealth and influence. Most of the residents of these planets, who are known as Daityas, Danavas and Nagas, live as householders. Their wives, children, friends and society are all fully engaged in illusory material happiness. The sense enjoyment of the demigods is sometimes disturbed, but the residents of the planets enjoy life without disturbances. Thus, they are understood to be very attached to illusory happiness. Purport. According to the statements of Prahlad Maharaj, material enjoyment is maya sukh, illusory enjoyment. A Vaishnava is full of anxieties for the deliverance of all living entities from such false enjoyment. Prahlad Maharaj says, maya sukhaya bharam mudvahato vimudhan. These fools, vimudas, are engaged in material happiness, which is surely temporary. Whether in the heavenly planets, the lower planets, or the earthly planets, people are engrossed in temporary material happiness, forgetting that in due course of time, they have to change their bodies according to the material laws and suffer the repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. Not caring what will happen in the next birth, gross materialists are simply busy enjoying during the present short span of life. A Vaishnava is always anxious to give all such bewildered materialists the real happiness of spiritual bliss. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजाता సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం త్వం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్తదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతుషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శివాసది గౌరభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. This beautiful series of verses from this chapter are explaining about the heavenly planets on the lower side. Generally we understand that heavenly planets are there on the above earth, upper planetary system, and then lower planetary system are generally explained as hellish planets. But here we see not all hellish planets are bad, except one, the last one. In fact, in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada mentions the last one, eighth purport. He mentions that so many disturbances are experienced in the heavenly planets when they are living there, exhausting their pious credits. Many disturbances come. What to speak of citizens of heavens, but even the lords of the heavens, they have to go through so many disturbances, because demons, they always go and attack the heavenly planets. But we hardly see demigods leaving their planets and going down in the hellish planets and fighting there. They are least bothered. But so in one sense, these hellish planets, there is hardly any disturbance in their enjoyment, and the standard of enjoyment, Prabhupada explains, the demons have much greater standard, because they have so much money, opulence, power, influence, so they can create the best of the standards of material enjoyments, the facilities which generally a pious person is not inclined for. That's the difference between the attitude or the mentality of a pious person and impious person. Anyways, it's different. We want to focus something which Srila Prabhupada is hinting in his beautiful purport. Because as soon as enjoyment concept comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada takes great delight in smashing that conception of illusory material happiness. And there is no fault in what Srila Prabhupada is doing, because every previous great acharyas have taken great opportunity elaborating on the futility or the fragility or the hopelessness of this concept of illusory material happiness. They have taken so much liberty to speak on, to smash this concept, to smash this idea from our mind and intelligence. Because this material world is actually designed to try to enjoy separate from Krishna. So therefore, in every atom or molecule, we'll see that consciousness permeating. Consciousness of trying to enjoy, trying to exploit. This will be there in every atom and molecule. What to speak of the people, living beings existing on this planet. Everything is permeated with that consciousness, because the creation of this material world is to facilitate the purpose of, you know, illusory sense of happiness. In illusion, a person thinks he is very happy. Just like sometimes in Jaya Shishi Gornitai Ki, Shishi Krishna Balram Ki, Shishi Radha Sham Sundar Ki Jaya. Sometimes a person in dream state, he imagines how much he is enjoying. He imagines, I am in a big palatial house with so many wonderful facilities. I am living there, and there are so many maid servants and this and that. Person imagines happiness. But when he gets up, he understands that, oh, that was not reality. But when he was into that aspect or into that dream situation, he thought it's real. It's really happening. It's going on. His heart, his mind, and his desires are in tune with the circumstances and the situations of that dream. They are running, or they are manifesting their presence very strongly, even in that dream situation. And when he gets up to reality, he understands, oh, that was all myth, that was all illusion. I was thinking I am happy. Same is with our own current life, which we call it as Jagrat Avastha, you know, a wakeful situation. Even though we are in wakeful situation, we are still in dream. We are sleeping to our reality, our real existence. It is explained, when the living entity, after traveling through many, many lifetimes, through many, many species, when he is fortunate to again resume his position in the spiritual world, the whole entire period, it looks like millions and millions of years. It looks like a flash for him, that, oh, I just went for some moments in the material world, and how horrible it was, what all experiences I went through. And just he just leaves those thoughts and those ideas behind and resumes his service at the lotus feet of Shishi Radha Sham Sundar. So it's like one moment for him, that's how he feels. But for us, this life itself, current life itself, looks so long, so big. Of course, material nature has its sweet ways of, you know, slapping us to bring us to realities. So quickly the weeks goes, so quickly the months goes, so quickly the years goes. If you analyze, if you think, we understand so fast. First time when I came to Krishna consciousness, so many years have passed by. Now it is this time, you know. We see such a huge flow of years passing by, or in our own life, if we see, analyze, so many years we have lived by. The time goes very fast, although apparently it doesn't look like. Although we may think, oh, today is my day, very wonderful day we have. Let us try to utilize this day for fulfilling our immediate goals. And one may be busy in doing that. But scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, time and again, they try to wake us up to reality, to understand what is our real position, what is our real goal of life, and how much we are aiming for that. Very beautiful verse is there, Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Kamasya na indriya pritir labho jiveta yavata jivasya tatva jigyasa nartho yascheha karmabi. This beautiful verse explains what one should not look for in this material world, which everyone is looking for in this material world. Kamasya na indriya priti. Indriya priti, sense gratification. Everyone is gearing up towards that direction. The whole family situation or the whole arrangement of one's household and one's business or one's working, whatever, is geared up. How can I fulfill my gratification of the senses? That's the goal behind every our activity in the material conception. And that's why he becomes very much disturbed whenever there are troubles and difficulties. He is not able to understand why such things are happening. And people try to give some different reasons, immediate reasons, or sometimes some sort of distance reasons why they are suffering in this world. And they try to look for some solutions on a practical level to get rid of these difficulties. But they are not understanding what is the root cause of my suffering. That they don't understand. That they don't worry also about. Because they have no conception, no idea. Kamasya na indriya priti labho jiveta yavata. The scriptures do not speak about maintaining the life. They speak about labho jiveta yavata. When you are having this life, whatever is needed to maintain this life, one needs to do. But labho jiveta yavata, jivasya tattva jigyasa. One should focus one's energy in jivasya tattva jigyasa to understand his reality, his real life. Because time goes very fast, although it doesn't appear, but if you analyze, we understand it goes fast. The years go fast, months go fast. And problem is, there is no problem in going fast, but problem is we don't know how long we are going to be there. We don't know the end part of our life. It is today, or tomorrow, or day after, or one month after, or 1 year after. We don't know. There is no certainty. So, it's always a crisis time in that sense. Because we don't know how much time is remaining for us to invest in achieving the ultimate goal of life. So we have always shortage of time in that sense. We are always short of time. And therefore it requires a conscious, committed effort in cultivating one's Krishna consciousness. It requires that serious effort. Otherwise, just like there is one devotee was telling, an old lady, she was walking with a stick and she had a hunchback because she became very old. So she was bending and she was moving like this. And when she was bending and moving, she was looking back. And it was explained,
what she was looking for
when she was looking back. She was looking for her entire life, what she has lived. So many years I have lived, and now where am I? What is my situation? And this is very important to analyze what we have done till now in order to make our future progress, our future path more clear and more focused. It is very important to analyze our previous times. Very, very essential. That's why people, they have a concept of taking New Year resolution. People have different ideas of what is New Year resolution. You know, they think in terms of body or in terms of finances, in terms of family needs and requirements, and they resolve, okay, I will do this. This New Year, this will be my focus. But for a devotee, New Year resolution is what I did in my previous 1 year, what services did I did, and how did I perform those services? What is my result of relationship with the Vaishnavas? Where am I standing in my relationship with the Vaishnavas relation? How far I have come to the consciousness where I am thinking that I am servant of Krishna? This is what is needed. This is what is important, essential, to analyze our progress in spiritual life. If we are not analyzing, what will happen? Years will go by and will not know where we are heading for. The time will go from our hands and will still be there, you know, empty-handed standing. I had so much time, but what did I do? I wasted all my time in so-called ahangropasana, worshipping myself in the name of, you know, worshipping Krishna or serving Krishna. So Maya is very, very expert. She knows how to pick us up and put her in her back pocket. You know, she is very expert in doing that. And once a person is there in her pocket, that's it. Her job is done. She doesn't have to worry. But if somebody is, you know, struggling, you know, trying to come up in his consciousness, in his service mood, in his loving devotional service towards Krishna, she becomes very anxious. Oh, this person is trying to escape my jurisdiction, my prison cell. Every superintendent of the, you know, prison cell is concerned when he sees a prisoner making movements. He is, you know, more cautious. Maybe he is planning for escape. So when a devotee is trying for escape, Maya becomes more alert. Oh, here is a person who is really very anxious. He is not comfortable in my pocket. He wants to get out of it. So she becomes, of course, she is not an enemy, because she is a Vaishnava. She is a personal energy of the Lord. So in her heart of hearts, she also has a desire that why he should be under my subjugation. Let him be at the feet of my beloved Lord. She also wants in her heart of heart. But externally, her duties are different. She wants to make sure that every living entity is trapped by one sort of attachment or by another sort of attachment. She wants to make sure that every living entity is bound here. That's her duty. That's her job given by Krishna. That's her service. Not exactly job. But that's her service to Krishna. She wants to keep us here. And devotees of the Lord, they want to help us get released. That's what, you know, this beautiful verse Prabhupada is quoting in this beautiful purport of the 8th verse of today's chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam. Naivod vijayat paraduratya vaitaranyas tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta socetato vimukha chetasa indriyarthan maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan. Very beautiful. This verse is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, a small child, 5 years old. Hardly he has seen the world, but he has such deep realizations. In fact, we feel ashamed, although we have lived so many years. We don't have such realizations as Prahlad Maharaj has realizations at the age of 5. It's like a slap on our face, you know, that what you are doing, Prahlad Maharaj is saying. You have grown so much. You should have those realizations, what I am having. So anyway, he is Acharya, he is great pure devotee of the Lord, but he is teaching through these beautiful realizations he has. He is teaching us, showing us the path, the direction where we have to head, where we have to go. Naivo dvijet paradurattaya vaitaranyas. Vaitarni river, the river which separates material world and spiritual world. So he says a devotee, he is not fearful of this Vaitarni river. Why? He can very easily cross this Vaitarni river because he is magna chitta. He is very much absorbed in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. He is magna, he is absorbed in these glories. He is always hearing about the Lord and he is repeating what he has heard, chanting the glories of the Lord. He is busy doing that. And therefore, he is not worried about Vaitarni river, how do I cross? He can very easily cross this Vaitarni river. At the same time, because he is busy and he is experiencing those great ecstasies of loving devotional service to Krishna, he feels very pain, very sadness in his heart when he sees us suffering in this world. Soche, when he thinks, soche tato vimukha chetasa, those who are vimukha cheta, those whose consciousness is away from Krishna, when he thinks about them, he feels very pain, great pain in his heart. And then, maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan, because they are engrossed in maya sukh, his illusory happiness. So he feels great pain and he wants to give them some opportunity, some way by which they can experience the higher taste, the spiritual bliss. And that's why a devotee is always, you know, ingenious in his thinking. How should I preach the message of Krishna consciousness? In what way should I present the process of Krishna consciousness which will be appealing and feels very easy for ordinary living entity? Yes, I can practice, I can try for this. Looks to me very promising, looks to me very, you know, enchanting. Let me try. So a devotee wants to share his spiritual joy with others. Preaching means this only. Preaching doesn't mean showing how charismatic or how knowledgeable I am of the scriptures. That's not preaching at all. In fact, that's preaching anartha. If somebody is doing that, he's preaching anartha. He's preaching pride. That one should have a pride of education. That's what he is preaching. But that's not the purpose. That's not what preaching means. Preaching means what one is experiencing, the transformation of heart, the sense of happiness, the sense of security one is experiencing in one's heart, he just shares with everyone. That's preaching. Preaching means sharing. Preaching means not advising. We feel preaching means advising sometimes. But preaching is not advising. Preaching is sharing. What we are experiencing, we just share. That this is what I feel. And if you try, you can experience the same thing. And one will be inspired to try. And when he tries, Krishna is very expert. He is more cleverer preacher than we are. So he knows how to attract a living soul who is, you know, putting his tender feet, first tender feet, towards establishing connection with him. He knows how to inspire, how to take care of that individual soul. He does that.
And then slowly, slowly, the living entity will be attracted more and more and more. But first of all, to introduce Krishna consciousness to somebody else, it is very important that we relish Krishna consciousness ourselves. If we are not relishing Krishna consciousness ourselves, what we will give? What inspiration we will give? Whatever we are experiencing, same thing will transfer. If we are experiencing troubles and anxieties and relation problems, that's what we will preach. This is what Krishna consciousness means, relation problems. This is what Krishna consciousness means, and our troubles. Because the words which we speak has some meaning, but with what attitude and with what conviction and faith the words are coming out of the mouth, that faith and conviction will be transferred to the heart of the listener. So therefore it is very important that we practice. That's why Prabhupada says purity is the force. Why he has said this statement? Because unless we experience great happiness of Krishna consciousness, how we will share? What we will share? So therefore it is very important that we ourselves practice the process of Krishna consciousness very wonderfully, very nicely, under the able guidance of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's followers, and get those realizations, get those, you know, ecstasies of practices of Krishna consciousness. Because preaching means sharing the rasa. Whatever rasa we are having, we share the same rasa with others. Rasa, especially of hearing and chanting. The happiness one feels in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. That's the rasa, real rasa. The taste. Rupa Goswami, so many times he speaks about this rasa taste. Nectar of devotion we can see. This is very important. Everything what we do in Krishna consciousness should lead to the progress of experiencing taste in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. If that's happening, we are actually doing devotional service. Sometimes, you know, we have seen devotees practicing for many years in Krishna consciousness. Even after doing that, they still are frustrated, very unhappy about what they are in Krishna consciousness. They are very discouraged in their heart. I am practicing, I am chanting for so many years, but still troubles are there, still I am unhappy, still my relations are doesn't go proper with everyone. So this is not a problem with the process. Process is very wonderful, because so many devotees have been practicing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, and before that also. Parampara is starting from Brahma, Lord Brahma. From that time the process has been practiced, and everyone is experiencing the great happiness and spiritual elevation in their life by practicing. But then why I am not experiencing means there is some problem with my application. How am I applying the process? There is a problem in that. And if I am going through that, that's why I was talking about analyzing our previous year, because that is the area when we do analysis, we understand where I went wrong in my application, in applying the process in my life, where I went wrong. And that is the area where we have to improve to see the results of Krishna consciousness process. We can experience that. So this analysis is very, very important in our life. Otherwise, time is progressing. So many devotees I have seen, they have such great liking in establishing that I have done so much for Srila Prabhupada. I have done so many services for so many years. That's very wonderful. One has done so many services for so many years. But the result of those services for so many years and so much service should be that I have increased a great taste for hearing and chanting. That's the a crusk, or that's the hitch or important aspect in that. Then only my saying that I have done so much service for Srila Prabhupada for so many years has some meaning. Otherwise, we have to really question whether he really did a service to Srila Prabhupada for so many years and so many varieties of services. That's the question then. If the result is not, he has developed a taste for hearing and chanting. That means he has not rendered service, because service is a very divine and transcendental activity. It's not just a thing to be done. Service is not things to be done. Like the class is there, so devotee who is arranging the sound system, he goes and wherever the mic is there, he picks and puts it here. Table is put here, the cloth is put, everything is put. So he has done a service. It's not like that. He has done a thing, arrangement. But when it comes to serve, then the attitude, the consciousness is important. That whether he has really done a service here or he has just got the things done. And that's what happens. We get busy in doing things done and we forget to invest the consciousness, the proper consciousness of doing this for pleasing Krishna, doing this to please a devotee of Krishna. We forget that and we just get busy in doing things or getting things done. And then after years of analysis, we find that the end result has not come. The katha ruchi is not there. The taste for hearing and chanting is not there. We are defeated in our attempt. We are loser. Maya has taken over, or Maya has won the battle. So many battles. Every day we are battling with Maya. Although we may not see it. Right now we are sitting in Srimad Bhagavatam and speaking or hearing, we are fighting with Maya. We are on a battlefield fighting with Maya. Maya is trying, is tempting our mind. Why you are sitting here? You can think of so many wonderful things out there in the world. You have so many responsibilities, so many anxieties, so many tensions to deal with. Okay, you sit here, but be there. Don't be here. So battlefield, Maya is battling. We are battling with Maya. Every now and then there is a battles. Small battles. So it is very important that we win small battles to win a war against Maya. We have to win these battles. Very, very important. And then we will see, it's a natural thing. There is nothing, a system or anything like that. How katha ruchi is developed, it happens. Krishna within our heart, within our heart, sitting there, he gives the taste for hearing Krishna katha. We hear of that beautiful pastime of Devananda Pandit and Shivas Thakur. Devananda Pandit was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and Shivas Thakur was sitting in somewhere and he was hearing. He was in great ecstasy hearing the katha. But Devananda Pandit, I am not sure whether it is Devananda Pandit. It's Devananda Pandit? I am forgetting. Or maybe messing up with some other name. But there was a speaker who was giving class. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very happy with Srivas Thakur. But he was not happy with that speaker who was speaking the Bhagavad Katha. Because when people saw Srivas Thakur going in ecstasy, the other neighbors, they thought it's a disturbance. And they pick him up and went backside and threw him out of the assembly of the Vaishnavas devotees. So, and he did not say anything. He was sitting on the Vyasasana. He did not comment anything. In one sense, you know, silence is approval. He approved, okay, you know, let it be done. You know. But that was an offense. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy with that, although he was speaker of the Bhagavatam. So this Katharuchi is given by Krishna within the heart. He gives us that Katharuchi. He gives us that nectar in hearing Krishna Katha, in hearing the beautiful pastimes, the enactment of the devotional service of the devotees of the Lord. Krishna gives us that rasa, that happiness. So therefore, it is from our side we have to take initiative to analyze our life, to see what we are and where we are heading to. Otherwise time will go and Maya knows, take one bite of one bite, one bite, one bite, one bite. She takes away time of our lifespan, one by one. And that's why Lochandas Thakur, being in the same mood, he says, He no avatare jararati na janmilo, Lochan bole sei papi elo aragelo. He says, sei papi, these, you know, sinful people, they have taken birth and they have gone. They have not developed, you know, hino avatare jar, ratina janmilo. They have not developed taste or love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. That is his lamentation, and that's what Srila Prabhupada is talking about. A devotee feels great anxiety. Prabhupada says, I'll conclude by reading Srila Prabhupada's last statement. A Vaishnava is always anxious to give all such bewildered materialists the real happiness of spiritual bliss. So, being a Vaishnava, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, it is our responsibility. Srila Prabhupada, through this statement, is instructing us, he's empowering us, that please do feel happy in spiritual bliss by practicing the process and share the same happiness with others. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Is there any comment, any question, although time is over? If somebody has comment, anything? Question? Here, here, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
But I realize that I think, I tell people, when a mother cooks that delicious food, she doesn't eat herself. When she tastes it, she says, oh, it should be distributed to my children, the other person, the guest. This is the mother.
Yes, very nice example you gave, Mataji. That when mother cooks a delicious, you know, food or prasadam, she is eager to share with her children. But first of all, she knows that this is delicious. Yeah, so that's what. It is very important that she knows that it is delicious, then she will be very eager. Her eagerness will multiply many more times in distributing for others. So therefore, it is very important that we relish Krishna consciousness first, and then our eagerness will multiply so many fold when we are sharing. We want to share. In fact, we'll look forward for sharing. If we see somebody, we'll think, okay, how should I tell him about Krishna? What should I do to tell him about Krishna? And that's why devotees of the Lord, for a general mass, they are very eager for spreading the holy name through Sankirtan and giving prasadam. Because somehow or other they should get some sukriti by which that attraction for Krishna and devotional service will come in their heart. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna, artho jigyasu arthati jnani cha bhartarshava. These sukritis are very important, and that's what a devotee does for a general people. He wants to give them as much as Sukriti possible by chanting the holy names loudly on the streets, so that people will hear and they will get that Sukriti, by which that desire will arise in their heart. Oh, let me go and speak to one of the devotee, you know, what they are, why they are singing like this, or what they are experiencing. They will want to know and they will come to us, and then we can share what experience we are having, what happiness we are experiencing in process. Thank you. Yeah, spiritual life is when you give more, you get more. That's how it is. When we share, Krishna gives more realizations. When we share what we have already, that is Krishna's, you know, he does that part very beautifully. Thank you very much, Mataji. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
This is